Welcome back. We're joined now by Rich Archbold, the executive editor of the Press Telegram, in charge of all the news side of the paper. And Rich, I guess the first question is, what is news?
Boy, that's a good question, Art. It used to be in the old days, the definition of news was man bites dog. That's news because it's different from dog bites man. Today, it's much more complicated than that in some ways. Some ways, it's very simple. News is what's of interest to our readers, and in Long Beach and the other cities that we serve, it's what's of interest to our readers. And that's everything like from breaking news to explanatory journalism to another area, and that is kind of success stories and what people are doing. We like to write about people, neighborhoods, and what they're doing, and then how the issues in downtown at the city hall affect the readers. We're very local, but we also have to be complete, which means we obviously cover things like the war in Iraq and major national world issues, but our emphasis is on local news where you can't go anywhere else for that except the Press Telegram and our new website.
In the last segment, your publisher, Mark Stevens, mentioned straddling the river between news and the internet.
Right.
You have a circulation of about 100,000 daily, of which half is Long Beach, and the other half is the 30 cities surrounding Long Beach. Right. How do you straddle that and be fair to everybody?
Well, that is a challenge. The one thing we know is whether you live in Downey or Cerritos, Artesia, Norwalk, those outlying cities, we cover them. But those people there also want to know what's going on in Long Beach. And another area is our prep high school coverage of sports, football, basketball. And those leagues are not only covering in Long Beach, but they're affected by these other cities too. So people who live in this area, the greater Long Beach area, we cover all of them as best we can.
I guess in a newspaper analog to the comment by the famous Tip O'Neill, former Speaker of the House, that all politics is local, really, in a sense, all news is local. People want to know what's happening in their community.
No question about it. And it's more so with the advent of television, which, of course, has been around, but CNN and a lot of other places where people can find out about what's going on in the United States and in the world. They can't get their information off TV about what's going on in Long Beach and Cerritos because the Press Telegram, we are the most dominant provider of that kind of news.
And the paper has a unique responsibility, I think, in this community. I think, and we've talked about this before, that every paper in every community should be a mirror of the community. But in Long Beach, that has no broadcast TV channels here. The only place to get it in print on a daily basis is the Press Telegram. So you have a unique responsibility, I would say, to the community in accurately mirroring the community.
And we talk about that all the time. And when we talk in our staff meetings, I preach the gospel to our staff that we have to be accurate. We have to be especially fair, because there really is no other place to go. And so our reporting has to be balanced, and our credibility is at stake. Because if you don't believe what's in our newspaper or online, why would you want to read anything there? So it's very critical for us, and we're aware of that responsibility.
And I know every day at 2 o'clock you have a news meeting in your office, right, where you lay out tomorrow's front page, and you were nice enough to invite me to attend one of those, but you also open that up to the public.
Anybody who wants to come any day, Monday through Friday, 2 o'clock, in my office. Now, that's at 6th and Pine right now, but in a couple of weeks, it's going to be over at the Arco Tower. You can come unannounced. You don't have to make an appointment, and you can see how we make decisions about what's going on the front page.
And it's a fascinating issue. What is important enough to be on the front page? I mean, the editorial judgments about news are critically important about what you see and what you don't see.
Well, and every day we must have at least 30 to 40 to 50 stories that might be worth page one, and we can't put all of them there. So we have to decide what are the most important stories to the readers. And it's fascinating. I think we take it for granted, but when readers come in, they find it very fascinating how we do that.
We'll put the number up at the end of the segment, and if you want to take advantage of that offer, please give the Press Telegram a call. We have a new title sponsor on Straight Talk, Laserfiche. And Laserfiche is doing some work for you digitizing your morgue. Speak to that, if you would.
This is very exciting. We, like all newspapers, have had a library for decades. Everything we used in the old days, clip things with a pair of scissors.
Musty old files.
And we put all the clippings in envelopes, and we put photographs in other envelopes, and they took up just hundreds of file drawers and cabinets. The move to the new building and with the new technology, we don't have to do that anymore. And Laserfiche, what they're doing, they're basically taking all of our pages, past, and they are digitizing them so that every one of our reporters, copy editors at their computer will be able to just dial up. If you want the clip file on Art Levine, and it's extensive art, we will be able to, or they will be able to do that.
And
it means we don't have to have all those cabinets filled with all of that stuff.
And I understand maybe sometimes down the road that morgue, a digitized morgue, will be available even to the public at a certain charge.
We're working that out, how much to charge and how will that work.
Right. Well, it's exciting times. Just speak to what the move means to you and news. The new facilities.
Well, it is exciting. The way we look at it, it's another chapter in the exciting life of a newspaper. The Press-Telegram has been around for more than 100 years. And so this is just another chapter in that. And we're going to continue our commitment to local coverage of the news. We'll just be doing it from a different place.
I just have to share as a closing part of this segment, and Rich will be staying with us, that he does have ink in his veins. He was his high school newspaper editor and his college newspaper, the Illini editor. So early on, you knew what you were going to be doing.
That's right.
Okay, stay with us, and we'll be joined in the next segment by the editor of the editorial pages, Larry Allison.